Okay, you're now listening to part two of this episode. Make sure you to interact with us and follow us on all podcast platforms. Rate us 5-star, please, because we need that. And remember, everything you hear on this podcast is strictly for entertainment. Enjoy.
You are now listening to the Balcony Sessions podcast, brought to you by the Balcony Boys. You know the vibes.
So basically, Shami, my own down bad, it was like there are two scenarios. The first scenario was Nami cause I'm like Nami fuck up, so she now left. The second scenario was that like there was just a lot of shittiness to get. So the way he now left, and even the conditions surrounding how we started dating and how it ended and everything. The first one, after I don't cheat today, I don't really stress to get on tire for me. She can't come out. I can't cry, you know. No, like actual tears, but like I was so sad. Like, you know, when you wake up in the morning and like your chest is hollow. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying? Like you are like I know if you chop, I know if you watch ball. I just did sad. I mean, luckily at that period, like nobody like say I know been get other babes who, as you know, like that's 2018 December time. Nobody like say babes no being day. Babes in day. But the babe would have been once.
Yeah.
So like, bro, like I'll check her Insta, now check her WhatsApp status, and she'll be posting on WhatsApp status so that I'll be seeing it. Like there was not one time that she now came. This is the girl that Nami fuck up with, you get. So she now came to my house for some reason to come and see me now and like for us to talk things out. Guy, that's how she now told me that. So bust your head. She told me about how she had started seeing one other guy. She started having sex with one other guy. Immediately she told me, guy, I just stood up, like I just started pacing around the room. My head was hot. And she could see how hot my head was. Guy. And bust your head, the babe that I was now linking after her was in my house.
At the same time.
At the same time.
He just left her, like.
I swear. So why that one? Because something was happening in my yard. Like basically, like the babe that I was seeing, she was like a model, right? So she came and then she was doing her makeup. And then me, I was now talking to my own ex. So like, guy, the whole day my head was hot, and like I was not even giving that babe attention at all. Me, I was just without my, you get. I was just without my ex, you get. And we're yarning, and we're yarning. Guy, when she was leaving my house that day, we're arguing on the road, guy. We're arguing on the road, like we're walking and like we're arguing, and like it was just very fucking annoying, guy. She left, guy. She cried, though. She was so sad, guy. Me, when I went back home, I was so sad, guy. I was down. Then the second time, this was 2021. So basically, like I started like dating this girl after like my brother passed. So like in a way, instead of healing and like dealing with my own shit myself, I went to distract myself with babe. You get. So while I was not going through all that time, you know, it was things were difficult, man. Like, can't even lie. Like, babe now cheated on me, you know. She now left, you know. She now started telling me all these things about how she started seeing somebody else. Like, you know, when the thing is gradually getting worse and like you're seeing it get worse in real time, but you're still holding on to the fact that maybe things can get better. But things did not get better. Jay was now caught. Jay, some G's now came to me about how something. Guy, don't worry. Down bad boys, sad boys.
Bro, like, no, like, what I want to now even focus on is not even the story. It's like you, like, dealing with it. Yeah, that's what me, I really want to focus on, like, how we dealt with it. Because, like, dealing with the breakup, we don't really have to tell the story. You can tell the story of the breakup, but, like, the most important part is, like, how you dealt with it, because
I wasn't dealing with it too.
Exactly.
That's the question. That's the answer.
We don't really deal with that shit well.
The answer is I was not dealing with it. It was just happening, and I was just testing it until it stopped paying me. Until I woke up one morning, and like it didn't really pay me again. Literally. Literally, like you really deal with all those things. Like, I mean, you can deal with it, linking other babes and that, but like,
you're
just deceiving yourself because the thing is still paining you.
Yeah, I think I think it's always still pain, but the pain will just like reduce and reduce over time.
Yeah, you just get used to the pain
until you don't really feel
until it doesn't hurt again. You just get used to the pain, it doesn't hurt anymore. Literally,
Oh man, I don't pay in that.
What's been the most down bad you've been?
Guy, I've bust years. I played like I've bust years. I've knelt down in the middle of the road. I've played ego and cried to ego. When I don't love you anymore on ego comes on, guy,
Yeah,
that shit
yeah.
took my heart, bro. I felt a space in my chest.
Guy.
Oh my God, like it's a lot of things. It's the after is the stalking. Like after you
Bro,
get through that, they're
the
now
stalking is actually the
stalking.
worst one.
Yeah, because you're hurting yourself, bro. Like you're just stalking to hurt yourself. Because what are you looking for?
You
You're looking
enter
for things that will hurt you.
your phone, you carry your phone, you go to Twitter, you press this the magnifying glass button, and you know who you are about to start searching.
Like, man, I'm
Bro.
like, that's crazy.
But how did you
Gee, are
feel
you
crying
here?
about the guy? Like when you were crying about the babe, how did you feel
Yeah.
crying about her?
Well, so the thing
Like
is
how did you
that
feel
it
about
happens.
yourself that God, now me they cry about babe this?
The thing is that, like, I mean, the one I can remember, the last time I felt like I cried, which was like in 2019, no, 2021, I think, or 2020. Let me, yeah, it was 2020. Let me give you the timeline. It was 2020. I was just like, damn, like, because at that point it was me, right? Because I was dealing with other things, and she was like, at that point we're trying to get back together on some P, right? But like me, I was still dealing with other things. I was lying about it, so you get. And then I sort of like she sort of found out,
Yeah,
right?
you
And
told me about this
then.
now.
Yeah, you were there. Now you're one of the niggas that helped me because we linked for a smoke after. Do you understand? And like, yeah, she found out, and yeah, I was begging Shoddy on the phone, man. Like, I was just begging.
Okay, go just the talk, please,
was.
please, please.
What'd you say?
I said, go just the talk, please, please, please.
Like, literally, I would just be begging and begging and begging, and like. Yeah, and then she was just even hearing it, and then I was just like, I was not trying to accept the reality that was fair enough, and then she called me back, and then we patched it up, and it's fine. And then later on in that same 2020 year, she like we didn't get together or anything. We just stayed in this weird gray area that
Limbo,
people
yeah.
usually stay in. Yeah, and then almost started doing her own back. Oh, hey God. And she started doing her own back, started linking people, started lying about it,
Guy,
started
she
first
guy, I
lie
can't
about it,
guy.
guy. It
She
spun my head.
came back to you. She came back to you to do our back.
Literally, bro, like she did her own back. Oh. And she when she when I caught her in the first lie, guy, I wanted to run mad that night. I think I cried again that night. And I caught her in the first lie. Guy, 2020 was rough because even pandemic and meltdown, like mental health wasn't really the best. Do you understand? So like
Mental
when I
health
caught
was
her in the
fucked
first
that
time,
period, man.
mental health was fucked. So I caught her in the first time. Oh my God, I bored, I stopped talking to her for like a week and then start talking again. And then she tried to make everything right. And then I caught her in another lie again. And then it was just then we now stopped talking. I was just like, no more, fuck you, I'm not yelling again. And then I feel like 6 months we don't yarn, bro. Do you understand? And for those 6 months, guy, I
Months.
took this thing before. Yeah, for those 6 months, guy, every day I was doing 50 to 1H push-ups, bro. Every day. So I take get this shit off my mind, bro. Like I was jacked, bro, because guy,
Are you?
every
Yeah, I remember that
after
period. Yeah,
yeah,
you get
bro.
muscle that period.
Guy, yes, now man, they fight for my personal thing, say, oh, I did take my weight gain, my muscle building journey seriously, but
They
I was
play.
fighting for my life, bro. I was fighting for my entire existence, bro. Guy, how many times did I get to the point where like, what kind of, should I just hit Shorty back? But I was like, nah, man, like I have to like respect myself
You
and
gotta be
shit, bro.
strong
Like,
for yourself. You have to rate
yeah,
yourself.
you have to beat yourself. And then like, but is it armor? It's a lot that goes into it because everything in any improvement, I realize that any improvement you're making in your life in that point, at least for me, you were sort of doing it for them. You were not doing it
Yes,
for
I get what
yourself.
you're saying, and it's
Yeah,
crazy
you're
because
doing
like,
it. Continue.
it's finished.
No, you're just doing it to like show them, like, yeah, man, like wherever it is, like I'm leveling up, but like even in the level up, you're still seeing them in it. Do you get it? It's not like
Yes,
you're
now you're
seeing
doing
any
this
other
because
team.
you want to paint them that you're leveling up. Baba,
Do you
you're
get it?
just
And
that's just
kind of
easy.
come back to you type shit. Oh God, you are so pathetic, bro.
It's pathetic. Yes, leveling as in like yeah, you say yeah, man, yeah, man. And she want me back, and then she went begging me deeply.
Do you get? Guys, pathetic,
They
bro.
play.
Nah, it's fucking pathetic.
No, but
And
Jay,
they're
no,
like,
but Jay, have you ever had a feeling where you feel like you want to, like you are improving yourself because you want that babe to feel bad about fumbling you?
for my that's the thing, for my for any of you who have been with like exes, like not necessarily, you get. And the reason why I say that, I think like listening to you guys, I get some factors. So like me now, I've never been caught cheating. Do you understand? Like probably like 95% of my relationship, of my breakups, usually like it's not, I didn't do anything. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's like, how do I explain it? I think it's different when you are leaving a relationship and you know that she does not want you back, per se. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Like, I feel like it kind of like hurts more. Like, it's different when you leave a relationship and you know that, like, yo, Nami bounce. I it's not like that whole you know that cloud of I broke up, not you. No, that's not what it's about. It's like okay, like for instance, my first ever breakup. That was like, let's leave secondary school, like from uni. We broke up. Why? Because her dad found out that we were dating. Do you understand? So it's like, I didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. And like, you understand? So like, I'm not going to be out here hustling. Like, when I be big now, your dad's going to accept me. Like, I don't give a fuck about your dad. Do you understand? So like, then what was my next relationship after that? Fucking hell. I don't think I'd been in another relationship till like my last relationship, which was like 3 years ago. And why did we break up? We broke up because like babe said some dumb shit and didn't want to actually take it back. And like obviously there are other circumstances, but like basically it was a situation where like something happened and then I look at it and I'm like, nah, I don't really think I want you on my cruise. Do you get? So it's not like, I don't know if you get what I mean, but like that's why I think that I never really, but then where that comes to play for me, they are saying, babe, that I did not even agree to look my side. Yeah. So your father, when I was you must look my side. That can't be. So, but
Okay, so it was
say I
okay.
did.
So that's mainly for girls that are not looking at your side at all.
You get that kind of girls, I'm trying to get their attention and maybe like it's not like forthcoming. I'm not seeing like, oh, this is why you get this other nigga is able to get your attention. So it's that kind of P. So
Come
yeah.
on, I get that kind of thing.
It's
That kind of thing. That kind of
people.
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then the thing is, like when, because obviously even that my last relationship, which was like 3 years ago, like even after we like broke up, like I think obviously that period I was in Enugu. You get, so like literally I think the whole breakup or whatever happened here in Lagos, here there in Lagos, then like after Lagos I went to Enugu. And that period I had babes in Enugu too at the time, so like there was love ways to, and obviously I've been even vexed. Do you get? Like I'm vexing for you that like you say that kind of thing. Do you understand? And then like, because like she's the babe says some insensitive p. I think I've said that she on pod before.
Okay, if you said it on pause, can you like say it again?
Like basically there was a friend of mine. A friend of mine was in jail, basically, and he was arrested with hush puppy. You understand? And like this guy was arrested with hush puppy, and like he has been in jail for like 6 months. You get? And like one day I'm just chilling and he just views my status. And I'm like, yo, why the fuck? How the fuck did this guy view my status? You get? And obviously, like in that period, the first person I should be calling Ludsan or Niz or somebody. You get? But like in that period, you know, my baby, now you do my baby. And the first person I want to yell at is my baby. You get? So I yell you and I'm like, yo, I think my guy just got out, like released from jail. And they're like, surely don't say some shit like, why are you happy that a fraud got released? And I'm like, like first of all, like
first of all,
I don't like that your ex. Let me just put it out.
Yeah,
there.
I was just about, I was literally just about to say that she's a very performative babe. Like she's an extremely performative babe. Like I do not rate her at all.
I don't like that. I don't like
that's
that.
The point. That's not the point. Like, but yeah, whatever.
But yeah, it's not the point.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like that, and then that happened, and then obviously I'm very pissed that you say something because I even tried to explain about how, like, yo, why do you feel like man was doing fraud? Like, man's literally a photographer, bro. Like man's not doing any, I don't know, to an extent. Do you understand? And then even if he was or he is, like, who are we to judge? Do you understand? Mm. Are you trying to tell me now that there's nobody in your friendship circle that's scamming man out there? Like, you can't tell me that now. Do you get what I'm saying? So that shit was quite disgusting and annoying. So obviously I was annoyed. So sometimes, and I was also pissed because, like, I just lost this babe. You get, and like I didn't plan on losing you now. Do you understand? We were just chilling, and then now I have to lose you. So obviously that period I was always like stalking at Twitter, bro. Like, and I think the thing about stalking Twitter is maybe you're trying to see if she's gonna reference you, fam.
Yeah.
No worries. The funny thing is that they always do, but it's cryptic.
Yeah. But you where they find them, you could see them. You get what I'm saying? Like, you just see a like, especially the likes. You just see someone liking some shit, and it's like basically it's like the thermometer, right? So it's like if I go on a page this morning and then she's liking some stuff about like prosperity and like healing and building oneself, I can just take a sigh of relief. But like if you come on Twitter and then she's liking some city girl shit, like you're just gonna be like, oh my god.
That's stalking part. You will just be stalk, especially with Snapchat, because like, and this one's a little more recent. I've just stopped. Like today, before I get into it, like today, I had to delete. Like I had to go to my snaps, right, and delete memories and pictures from like, sure, from down pop. To like 2016.
Delete
memories and videos from like straight down to like 2016. These are memories I read, but I'm like, if I don't let go of this thing, then I won't let go of the entire situation, right? And they're like, but like back to this talking, man, like I have this because I need the kind of girl like she is or whatever. And then like, okay, that sounds weird. That sounds like I shall know like the kind of like lifestyle she lives. Ah, that also sounds somehow. But yeah, I know the kind of like hobbies that she does and she kind of have fun, kind of fun she likes to have. So like on a Friday night like yesterday, do you get? Or like a Saturday morning like today, if I don't just go check that a little, I will even open the snap. I'll just check the circle and see what's
the preview.
If I see red lights like this, my heart will just cut. If I see dashboard, my heart will cut, bro.
You know, so like you could also see windscreen. Even if no windscreen with Todd Milan Bridge.
Even if not windscreen, even if not say she just did car.
You get anything that resemble club or dashboard, my heart go cut, bro.
Where are you
I'm
going?
I'm gonna die. I'll be like this bitch again going out. Why are you looking for outside? You will not stay in those. That's why you're not a serious babe. Oh my, you will not do it for yourself.
That's why you are where you are.
As you just be, you see, you just be high on copium, bro. Like
copium, fam.
Bro, you be copying
copium. You see everything, and it's crazy because like it's a barrage of like emotions. First, you're like fuck this babe. Then like fuck man, I want her back. I miss her. Then it's like fuck man, I don't miss her man. Like she's a hoe, she's a slut. First, like nah, fuck her. She's my slut, or she was. And like nah, she was never yours.
She says she's my slut.
So like she never yours. She was just, it was just your turn. And you'd be like, yeah, man, charge it.
You could come bring us an imaginary game with him.
God, man. You could just use it. Nah, man, it's crazy, man.
Well, like, there was one time that like a nigga, or I won't say like a nigga took my babe, but basically, like, this was what year? This was 2018 December. Yeah, this was 2018 December, right? And I went to Lusan's house. I came to Lusan's house with this babe. This was my babe then. Like, and this particular babe, yeah, I used to post her on like Instagram. Like, I like, bro, like this babe, yeah, at the post time die, the post on my snap. Like, I'm always trying to post the babe any chance I get.
You post was, Malone,
bro. I don't post Malone on top of the
like, post Malone.
like, bro, like, I remember one time that she even left uni and came to my house to do like a weekend, and man didn't even have bread, man had to incur debt. Just to like make sure like everything was, bro. Pants. Trust me, that babe. I was always trying to like, you know, be the man. So like this babe now, and it's always those kind of babes that will always do you dirty, yeah. Right? So like this babe now on this day, I went to her house. Like she used to put me on cruise. Like she'll be on some like she wants to see me, but she's so tired to drive to me, and like we cannot even like do stuff in her house. So it's like me now. Me, I don't get car. I will now take bus from Yaba, where I was staying in Iwaya. I'll take bus to her house and then I'll drive her car down to like mainland. So on like
oh, that be gonna...
yeah. On this day
the
now,
same day that you cut off that your nice looking side piece for right?
Guy, like I cut off the best side. In the history of side pieces, like
history of
all
side
I needed
pieces.
To do, well, I needed to promote that B to a
mini.
I even relegated her to buy lines. You understand? So like basically, so for this babe, and anyway, so this day was what was Odunsi's concert, right? And then like I go to her house and I get her, and yeah, we're in Lutsan's house, and I think some shit is wrong with her main phone. So she logs on Instagram on my phone, right? And like that day, like she's using the phone. What? Then we come back home that night. No, but then we come back home just before we leave, right? The phone falls on the floor and like the screen cracks. But like her Instagram is logged in though. Like I don't even remember this at the time. So eventually, like I now get home for like December. This is like December 26th. So now December 31st, crossover night. And now finally go to my house so that we can go like video. That's how like
night. This is the night before Lusan travels, oh.
Yes. Is it? No. I think
it is.
I traveled New Year's Eve.
Wait, but I was there when Lusan traveled. I literally
yes. I went to this thing was happening when I went to Lusan's yard to pick up some of the stuff that I left in Lusan's yard. So when we were in Lusan's yard that evening, just that evening before Lusan traveled, this P was happening. Like I went to the house and we were talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. So now basically, like my sister now has some way turned on my phone. Do you understand? So like now my phone is on, but like it's weird. I'm like, how did you get this phone to come on? Like, cause it fell down and it didn't come on. I shall take it. I'm looking at turn on like the data, I start to get bare Instagram DMs and I'm like, yo, I don't even get these Instagram DMs. So like that's how you know like a babe's Instagram is logged in your phone. Did you get what? So like now because like there's bare group chats, babes are yelling at 20 bubbles per second and like it's just going off. And then now I just go on the Instagram, obviously like fuck anybody gonna say what they want to say. I check that shit, nigga. The fuck?
Real
what
the fuck?
Fuck? You know, that's crazy, like, but when you finish, because I want to say something
about that, right?
Yeah, because you know, but, like that, yeah. You know that last verse of the shoe fits. You know, Drake was talking about us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that nigga that lost his babe to the sniper? Nigga,
yeah,
that's us,
yeah.
Bro. And he was checking our, now. I was checking our phone, and he was, you returned to Dick Tracy. I mean, downloaded this out. We're doing internet
nah,
online
social
media.
Nah, man.
Well,
Man went into that Insta DMs and I was like, any name that my spirit tell me to tap on, I'm a tap. And that's how I didn't even have to go far. I first of all went to a chat with her girl and the girl there was basically advising her to leave. Like basically this shorty was on some juggling pee. Like she had me. And then she had two other men in her uni. You understand? So, like, her friend, the chat I walked into one was her friend trying to advise her to, like leave two men and just be with one. So, like, she had to just, like, decide who she want to be with because this gonna just gonna run her crazy. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck? And I'm like, so and I'm like, okay, I think this is the babe that she goes to tell the secret. So this is where I'm gonna find the whole thing. So I basically go up, then I find the other two niggas, and I'm like, Fez. So like, eventually, like, I don't even think.
Are they respectable niggas?
No. Sorry to shit on your hustle. Like, I love your hustle so much. But one of those niggas was selling jerseys, and the other nigga, like I don't even know what he was doing, bro. Like, bro, the fuck? Like, but I was like, you know what?
No, I can never feel bad. Like, the kind of money I don't see, say, I said jersey. You know, if you ever
have you go tell him. No, you go tell me.
I like how you say this because, like, it's literally the whole Igbo man pee. Because it's like, you're gonna like niggas be shitting on niggas that are doing all these spare parts and all this shit. But these niggas have the cakey cake. Do you understand? Because, like, for real, that nigga did have bread. Do you understand? Like, that nigga was actually.
If you not have bread, do you think she would be juggling him with you? To be mad.
Do you understand? Like,
do you think she'll follow him? This is because they said Jesse. The best way like me. The best way like me. This is the no, that they said Jesse. You didn't want.
Guys, Jago, they do my baby. You go, they give up.
That shit was crazy. And like eventually, like I remember like I didn't even like what? I didn't even say anything to her. Like, do you understand? Like, I didn't even explain that I caught you cheating. I didn't even tell her jack ass shit. I just texted her. And I just said some rubbish basically, and then I was like, your papa, and I literally wrote your father, like literally
like, your dad,
like I think I sent a picture to you, man. I did that, and then, like, I just blocked her. You get, and like, this babe now used to send me emails, and like,
she used to mail you, bro. She said she used to MXX Million J. She go send mail.
She go be like, I'm so sorry. And like,
how
then,
did that make you feel, though? Like,
I think that helped me move on well, because it's like, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, I think if a situation where I fucked up and then this baby like doesn't want me again because I fucked up, do you understand? It's a situation where I'm gonna be like, I'll be sad. But now, like, even as I feel bad, like, they see they struggle to get my attention. So like, there's some, it's toxic, not gonna lie, but like, yeah, there's some relief to get from that. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I also think that's why it's easier for babes. Like,
you feel justified. If her begging you makes you feel justified for leaving her.
Do you understand? If when you're begging a shorty and then like she comes, she's now sees 7 missed calls on her phone. Oh my bro, she go beat her meat to that great accomplishment. Do you understand? Like, I mean, it's like not even that deep, but like, you get what I mean? It's like,
oh my, it's deep to them. It's deep to them.
Do you get? It's crazy now. Like, this nigga, like, and she's holding her phone. She didn't see 7 missed calls. Like, she's not picking 7 times, and this nigga is gonna, you know that video where the guy is like, just watch, she's gonna call back. And like, literally. That's what it is. Yeah, like, trust me, it's easier for you to move on, to feel like a bad guy. In fact, you enter that villain. That's why you now even start, the babes will now start going out more. Because that going out, that she's going out, is really paining your soul. And she knows it's paining you, so she's going to go out. Do you understand? Like, so now, that period now, I was a period where after that, I just moved to Enugu. You understand?
My daddy is not around. My mama is not around.
You get what I'm saying, bro? So, like, you just start, she just start going crazy. And yeah, you know, the more you cry, the easier it is for her.
Just on the final note, I've been in a situation where the babe cheated on me. I now found out. But I didn't break up with her. I waited. Because she was in UK. And me, in my opinion, at that time, I was not done fucking her. But me, I didn't want to admit that to myself. I'm just like that.
Plus, you were fucking other people.
Because yes, I was still fucking other babes, you get. So me, I just do. Mount. You get. I still get one other B.
Bare minimum.
You get. I still get one other B where they give me bare benefits, bro. You get. Maybe even just sex. So as far like sending gifts, as far like buying me pad for my game type shit. You get. Yeah, like, that's you true. Get. So like, I now just stay with that one who that cheated on me. When she now came back to Nige for summer, we now knock. When we now knock, I now still cheated on her on top. Then after she just traveled, the day after she, as in, once she landed, once she told me that, oh, I'm in England, tell her, say, don't do. I don't do again. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Guy, but can't lie. Niggas talk about losing truth goods and that, but I'm telling you that it hurts different when you lose your funds, babe. See, if you lose... If you lose your funds, babe, oh my God, you
No.
will not know sleep. You might
No,
even have break up.
your
Let me
funding
tell you
your
about losing a funds, babe, man. When Shorty send you that 100 guap knees for Christmas.
Yes, now.
Oh my God.
Remember that day. Remember that day for Shrine. Where we did for Shrine. Where Jay. Where we did you. No, but like I say, we already get money. Where we go, you spend for DL. But immediately that pa lap like this. That day for Shrine. Jay just said, everybody just chill. I got it.
Off my funds, bill. Do you get what I'm saying,
bro?
But
I say, yeah. But moving on.
Yeah, but like one thing I noticed in my whole like going crazy about Shorty, because like, man, my own particular experience is kind of deep for me, Sha. Like, I noticed that like one thing that makes the thing hurt most is because you pedestalize like the babe. And then like you do, because with me during that 2020 era, after she found out that like, okay, I was fucking with other people and I lied about it, everything I did was to try and like be the right nigga for her. Like every single thing, every single blessing.
I remember that period, man.
You understand?
Yeah, that period you were on some shit, bro.
I cut off all my hoes.
Guy, that was the first mistake you made.
That was the first mistake I made. I caught
the guy lost his squad depth.
Guy lost his squad depth. Guy sold on his infielder. Yes. Fuck.
I cut off all my hoes. I was just doing everything. Like, I was just allowing a lot of rubbish.
And she knew that I cut off all your hoes, Abby.
Yes, now. I let her know that I cut off all my hoes. But, like, we still, like, it was still up in the air. And it was not like, oh, I was pleading my case and trying to make you see that. You know, I was a nigga for you, and then she does all that fuck shit. Do you understand? And then, like, at that point, I've already lost myself and my essence so much that, like, where do I even start? And then the remaining 6 months of me not talking to you is just me. It's not like I'm even concentrating on getting hoes. It's just me in pain. Do you get? Because those 6 months, it's not like I was getting hoes or I was outside trying to be outside. Nah, I was just in pain. I was just sad. Bro, like I was literally just a sad boy for those 6 months, and then we start talking again, and it's still now me giving you all my energy again. So, like, bro,
trying to make you know that after these 6 months, he had to was his beans,
yeah. And guy, like, that's just man, I basically just lost myself in all of that.
Listen, yeah. do you know that, like, it's like, since I've known you in this, like, rocky. I mean, obviously, thank God we've been delivered from this. But when I knew you in that rocky period, like, there are so many things I wanted to say to you that I just felt like, if I tell you something, it'll be like, say, he hates. It'll be like, say, some kind of things. Now, why I go just shut up, I swear. But, like, it reached one time where I knew, say, he can't walk. But it just felt like if I told you,
this is just me.
No, that's knees, man.
Oh, okay.
That's knees, man.
Yeah, he was onto something.
Yeah, and I get what he was onto. So, like, but the thing is, me now, I have this mentality where I believe that niggas need to go through the frying pan and the fire
and
come out.
Yeah, go through it. It's like, man.
Niggas need to go and get burnt. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, like, me, I don't usually, like, stop people when they're on. And me, so I've witnessed different man come and try to put asunder between you two. It didn't work. So, I'm like, you know what? Let this nigga check it. And me, so I'm also a fan of, like, the impossibles. Do you understand? Like, if, like, the impossibles become possible, like, I would be so glad that I was there to witness it type shit. Mm-hmm. So, like, me, I don't usually, like, pull hand in things like that. You won't really catch me out there trying to tell a nigga that he should leave his babe. What, nigga?
Mm-hmm. And then, like
you get, except if I see your babe gog 3,000 out there somewhere, like, legit. Me, I'm that guy. So, babes, y'all just know. If I ever catch a babe, my guy's girlfriend,
I'm telling like a bastard.
I'll snap you.
I'm gonna wear all pink.
Do you know that Messi just see this thing? See me, breaking news. You go see me. It's my phone. I will send down to him.
I will tell you, if I won't send you anything. I'm going to pull up. I'll be like, bro, you home? Like, I don't care if I'm in Abuja or Lagos. I'll be like, bro, are you home? and I'm coming.
Don't
like,
swear.
No, no, real. No, real. No, real. I go pull out my phone. I go call. Hey, I go call. Hey, J. What
pick,
are you doing right
pick
now?
Now.
Okay, pick now. Pick now. Okay, repeat that. Oh, yeah, sit down. I want to tell you something.
See this bitch of yours.
If I can get video evidence,
if I can get video evidence, pictorial evidence, you trust me that I will journalism.
I'll get the fuck out. Even if it means me running up to them, snapping the picture, and running away, I'll be like, got
mm-hmm.
you.
Got you, bitch.
Got you, bitch. Got you, bitch. So, like, how do you feel about like relationships after all these things that like we've all been through? And like committed, not relationship. Because to be fair, a lot of our stories we're still fucking about.
Me, I'm
like that's why. Like
you know me saying no go they hurt. That's why I was saying that like person still feel they committed, still they cheat. When we're talking about the marriage thing, doesn't mean you won't be hurt.
Yeah, now that's what me I was now also trying to say based on levels, joints and levels of depth. Like some niggas now will listen to you guys and they're like. Everything you said is invalid. Do you understand? Because you used to still fuck around with other babes. Do you get? Because in their own version of something that is deep and legit, nobody's fucking around. Everybody's taking it so serious and so peak. Do you understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's still like literally how you see it. You get what I mean? Like, we now, we're with our babes and then like, yeah, even though it's spanning like what, bare years. But in that years that it's spanning, like there's bare other things going down. Like the numbers are increasing every year that you are still with your committed relationship. Your committed
on both sides, we know good though. It's not just us.
Like that's good, like that, another valid
they,
part of
you know they run up our own numbers. They play.
You get. Although you know, babes have a more like they have this hacky way of. Not running off their numbers sometimes. Some
by just giving head or just giving a hand job or what?
Baba, let
he
me
said,
tell you.
I don't fuck you, but I'll give you a hand job.
I don't fuck you, but we'll do everything else. Baba, you ran off that number.
They play.
No, I can't lie. You didn't really run off the number because if you're going to ask, talk about like how many niggas have actually hit your coochie, like those guys
that
you
add them. These are smart.
You're not going to add them, bro.
These are smart.
In fact, those guys said if they come on setting and they want to talk about body counts, like bro, trust me, bro. If someone comes out and says body count is 59, I will investigate. I will find out that 40 of those body counts are just BBJs, like baby blowjobs, bro.
It's just
trust
uckers.
Me, getting cancelled.
40
bro.
Of 40 of 59 is straight uckers.
That's inflation, bro. That's inflation, bro.
Man's inflating, bro.
You're putting jeans and a crown on the numbers.
Like,
you're dressing up the numbers, bro.
Bro, that's money laundering.
Put Air Jordans on those numbers.
Air Jordans on those numbers, bro.
Do you fucking get, like, as in... So,
well,
yeah,
that's
that was
crazy. But, yeah, you didn't like, answer, like, how you feel towards relationships now.
Yeah, okay, so let me just say real quick, you understand?
Me, I'm still a lover like, boy, you. The place.
Same. I still love love.
I still love love. I just but now, love my eye don't see it. I know they are
exactly.
Said nonsense.
Now, the way my love
I will vet
is,
you like fool. Like, they did
the
MCG.
It's not even just the vetting. It's like, even after I don't vet you, blah, blah, blah. Like, for me, this is absolutely... And I know I'm not God, so I shouldn't really be screaming things like this. But this is not coughing season, bro. Like, I'm still a lover boy. I'm still soft. I'm still a sweet guy. I'm still a hard guy when I need to be.
I'm still a lover boy in coughing season.
This is not coughing season.
It's not coughing season. No.
That's just why.
Like, I've accepted, like, as I did like this now. Bro, see, make I tell you, man. As I did like this now, one of my long-time Kelly, where we don't day since on and off. We don't day yarn again. You get based on say Niger this December. You get what I'm saying? Me, I like IJGB. You get, but basically, like we don't day on yarnies. But like us, we don't really know. Say we, this is not coffee season. Like I cannot cough out. Like she's my baby for life. But at this point, you can't click, and she knows we are both at peace with that.
Look, that was awesome. IJGB.
Yeah, IJGB be horny as fuck, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They be horny as shit, bro. Because deep it, at least from my own personal experience and from people, like, yeah, even whether you're attractive or you're just there or whatever, do you understand? Like, once you move from Nice to, like, the UK or whatever, like, your chances slash because now there are people there that like they're going to meet more people that are not interested in you than they are just because of a difference in race. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So in Niger, you might be the hottest cake in Niger, but if you travel, like, you might not necessarily be. Cause
okay, I'm gonna crack one stupid
niggas
joke.
Are interested in different.
I'm gonna crack one. I have to incognito this babe. How do I incognito this babe? But basically, you know when we're talking about the marriage thing with the other man. So you know, we put two niggas against each other, the married guy and the guy that's not married, our guy, right? Now focus on that guy. Remember, there was a babe that me and that guy used to fight for.
Yeah,
I was sure we know the babe's name for real, right?
Nigga, continue.
Yeah. I know the babe. Bro, that babe is in the abroad now. And can't lie, fam. You know that babe is cute as fuck. Like she's
actually fine, fucking pretty.
But
yeah.
Bro, she's surely looking like she's not getting some, bro. She's looking like there's like 17 other hers over there, bro.
Of course, there are 17 other hers over there.
Like, it's crazy, fam.
Of course, there are 17 other hers.
You're not traveling abroad and everybody just wants to fuck you. It doesn't really happen like that. Like, there's a period of, like, you just being mad horny. Do you understand? Because you're going to meet guys that you like, but maybe they don't like dark skin girls.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't like babes that, like, are chubby. Do you get? Maybe they like white girls or they built a taste for, like, Asian girls or Indian girls, like that shit happens.
Yeah,
so now
yeah,
you're caught in a world of like armor. Me, that was hot cake where I'm coming from. That's why Lagos in December is a theme.
That's why IJG people are always fucking like as if they will never fuck again.
I like what you're saying because it tells the root why you get the root reason why you get. I mean, it suggests a root reason why. Mm-hmm. But then the thing is, like, let's now move forward. Like, okay, yeah, that reason. But then now, Lagos in December is an actual mission. Like, it's like you wasted your flight ticket if you actually don't get some type shit.
Yeah, real.
Because that shit ain't cheap, bro. That shit ain't cheap. In the Nairas, that shit will cost you like 3 bags to 4 bags to make that move, like, go come. Like, 3 million 4 M's to, like, go come to this fucking country and go back. I want to tell me that after IJG being up and down, you didn't fuck one single man. You are lying, fam. That's why.
Yeah, you are definitely planning fucks now. You're,
bro,
you're lining
that's
up
why,
a series
that's why, like,
of
there's this thing right now. Like, me and AG, we don't swear down. Nobody be seen at anything. Last year, fam, when we were doing, what was that thing? Homecoming. Yeah, homecoming. Them street hook niggas. When we were doing homecoming. Bro, that year, there were so many IJGB babes, and it was December. You get that? And they were just literally in our section. And man, they were just like looking like, see, this year, fam.
Wait, man, they were looking, they weren't talking to no babes.
Like, you get, like, obviously, like, you have this other version of what IJGB babe is. And like, oh my God, she's a babe from Yankee. Oh my God.
She didn't wear cortez. Oh, she didn't wear pretty little things. She's fast.
You get, she wants to fuck, bro. You don't even say her levels past your own, but wait, nigga, she's in your
fuck,
own section, bro.
Yeah, she's in your section. She came there, like, to look for. She came there,
like,
to look,
please,
for dick, bro.
Can we move accordingly?
Don't let that nice wig fool you. Don't let that nice.
Bro, don't you get? Don't get too gas. Don't see him. This is. I'm so happy that we're having this episode right now because our next episode is going to be in December. So this is a very pre-December episode.
Yeah.
My guys. Don't get too gassed about that babe's weave. Don't get too gassed about that babe's.
I'm telling you, fam.
Don't get too gassed about the fact that babe's ass is fat. Don't get gassed. Just do your thing. He's active. Trust me.
Knees, it is not the ass. It is the wig. It is the weave. It is the lip gloss.
Yeah, it's the wig. It's the wig. It's the easy.
It is the fashion over. Like, bro.
Let me even brush your head. This is the accent.
Bro, I can't take God some fucking meat cheeks in our fucking boot. That's not that ass pee we're talking about right now, bro. Like, what are you talking about? I'm talking about those shades.
You can't
go
that ass, bro. It's not by ass, bro.
Like, it's not about that ass.
Is that
you know that brown shades we go cover your full face? Nobody ras one where they square. The one we go actually cover your way. Where this babe they wear? Naomi, can't bear the way. That one, yeah, my guy. So when you see all that aesthetic, like, man, them already like zero
I just beg. Like maybe she's not gonna want to fuck
one,
me, but she wants to.
This one passed.
I'm not even respecting. It's for moving too, fam.
Yeah, man, like, she's here to fuck, man. Just shoot your shot, man. And
shoot guess your, what? Shoot your shot.
When it's January, you're not gonna have to do it anymore. So just
you get shoot your shot respectfully. Do everything consensually. You know, pattern your cruise. Have by your pockets one or two cruises. But fuck that, people.
I love that. I love that bar right there. That's a bar. Have my bar brother. In
have by your pockets, man.
Have by your pocket.
Having by your pockets is
so because let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
If you overdose on some confidence juice, yeah. That's good. That's great for you. Can't lie. That's great for you and your generation. But if you overdose on some confident juice, then you move to shoddy. And then, yeah, obviously, like, your confidence, they make sure they feel you, and they feel you. And then now you cannot, like, you know how you go skew the cruise? Like, the cruise, like, yeah, we're catching this cruise, but now your way out of this cruise is for you to take her out of this place, like, switch it up for her. Like, let her, not obviously, like, niggas think that what I'm saying is take her to your room. No, I mean take her somewhere else again tonight. Let her find that there's actually somewhere else you can be. That's not
here. Can't lie. However, you get to the coochie, get to it, bro. It's with consent, obviously, right? But however, you get to the coochie.
I swear, because they add that tag, we will not be like saying we just did. Baba, let's go to December first, but consent to me. I know they will.
No. That's what I'm trying to explain, that like you need to have some change in your pocket, bro. Like, basically, my point is, you need to be ready for anything. That's what I'm trying to say, my young kings.
Just make sure you complete the mission.
You get. And I mean, I'm not telling you that these are the things that help you complete the mission. Having some fucking change. See, trust me, bro. You don't want to have cuffed the IGGP babe on what? On like on a mental level, and then now you cannot
supplement it on a physical level.
It's a waste of confidence juice, man. It's a waste.
See, my kini, I don't know, my checklist for this OP is just that one, you guys get spots where they go, like as per like after when I don't go the Ubi's house, I be when I don't go the MV, I be when I don't go the Quilox, I be when I don't go the Zaza or the Ox, wherever when I don't go. After when I don't go there, you guys know see, you guys get where they go lap after.
And it's not my good though.
And it's not my good though.
Let's
not my good
though. Do what I do in VR and then he's talking about your hotel.
About your yard, Magodo. Nah, bro.
Magodo that you want to go, man. Like,
it's easier to go to Magodo if you have your whip.
Let me tell you something.
Magodo that you have somewhere that's comfortable.
Fair enough. If it's Magodo, you have somewhere that's comfortable that will fit the entire cruise. Please take her there and take her back in the morning.
My niggas. What is the advice we're giving? Don't forget, like, let's move like we actually know this thing, my boys, because we do. You know these IGGBs, they move in packs. You're not gonna like finesse our Ikoyi friend to Magodo, bro. Like, where was that?
You can't.
You can.
No good they give rules for who they play.
No, they gave rules for sports. Yo, you can't.
At the end of the year, you guys tell us your IGGB stories. Let's know how that went. So
do you understand? Go. That's why I said, however you get to it with consent.
Get to it.
Play your game right.
Let us know how you did.
Don't fall your hand. Do you understand?
Actually, we suppose actually even get this conversation again after December. No, we know as everybody.
Yeah, now you know how December go. That's good December week up.
Hey, it's hunting season. It's not coughing season.
It's not coughing season. It's hunting season.
She texts you back mid-January. We can partner some Valentine's team from them. But like for now, baby, it's crazy. It's about to get crazy.
Yeah, let's get popping. Do we go to our last topic or we just end it here?
What's the last topic again?
That trace that money like enhances.
We can keep that.
Yeah, we can keep that. Yeah, we've gone for a long time on this episode, but yeah, we definitely have to do that next episode because it's an important conversation to have. But we'll have to split this episode again, obviously.
I swear. Man,
thank you guys for listening. Love and light, all that bullshit. Have a wonderful. You know, December is just starting, so gear up,
prepare. It's 1 month to Christmas Day. please start patterning your trash.
Christmas Day. Happy birthday to my dad. RIP. His birthday today.
RIP. Shout out.
Shout out,
Big Luigi's dad, man.
Shout out, Pops. Who took me out to Ekiti for the first time? I mean, like, that's the first time I ever been there for man.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Shout out.
Peace.
Peace.